is the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
This is it. This is a brand new week of the Cliffo and Bronte podcast. It's a clean slate, my friends.
And I should tell you, there is a point in this podcast where I get a little angry.
Which one?
I think it's funny to get irrationally angry when I know it's a joke. But you might not.
Well, that's the problem. Myself and HR, we don't believe it is a joke. You'll be getting the call later on.
Oh, God.
No. Also on the pod today, you bared a little bit of your soul and you admitted that you buy yourself little kiddie Easter treats. And you treat yourself.
I treat myself by buying Cadbury Easter bunnies, and I got shamed for it, not only by my own father, but by my radio father.
Yeah, radio brother, thank you very much. I did, and I sided with JP, but yeah. Man, didn't it get turned on our heads?
Thank God.
Because there's other weird Easter creeps out there as well.
I needed a win today.
That's coming up. We put it out there for Leap of Faith. I've got some advice for Dave.
Yeah.
Pre-wedding, pre-jumping out of a plane, which is happening later on this week.
We need to unpack that a bit more. Just make sure. The advice is questionable. You'll hear it.
And the big paper towel wall that's happening here at the radio station. It's all coming up.
It's all happening.
On the Cliffo and Bronte podcast, the death of an Aussie retail icon yesterday, with the last ever Sanity store closing its doors.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
You probably bought this song on a,
you did.
On a CD single at Sanity.
Like $34.99 for a single
with a band t-shirt.
Oh, the dream.
And a poster to put on your bedroom wall. Sanity is still going to survive online, but no more physical shops. The first Sanity opened in 1992, more than three decades ago. 200 Sanity stores existed across Australia at its peak. There was 50 left when they announced in January that they are closing forever.
January this year?
Yeah.
God, they moved through those closures quickly.
I think they just sort of...
ripped the Band-Aid.
Yeah, ripped the Band-Aid off.
Oh, no.
But the last... I don't know what this says about Queensland. The last two stores to close were both in Queensland. So there's only two left that closed at close of business yesterday.
Oh.
And they're both in the Sunshine State.
Yeah.
One in Bundy and one at Browns Plain, which I think that's in Brisbane, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
4 p.m. yesterday. The roller doors with weird holes in them that look like a chain came down for the last time.
The Sanity employee, like I think us as growing up with Sanity as a store that you'd go to, like I remember the one at Pacific Fair on the Gold Coast, the people that worked there were always so cool.
So cool.
And I was too scared to go in there by myself, so I had to bring my mum, which arguably probably wasn't cool either. But then you would just like go and put the headphones on and it was just such an experience.
They were cool like Harry Alvo's announcer is cool though. They weren't like in your face cool. They were just so relaxed. They were cool. Always wore the black t-shirts.
Are you saying Harry
with the Sanity logo
is the Sanity of our workplace? Do I even want to know what store you associate with me?
No, if Harry's the Sanity of our workplace, I think you're the insanity.
Okay, that's fair. I don't speak to my father that often, like not for any reason. Just we're not like a big catch up on the phone type
relationship. Me and my dad, like I speak to mum probably weekly.
Yeah, me
twice
too.
Twice weekly.
Yeah, yeah.
Dad and I, we catch up every 5-6 weeks. That's enough.
It. Often if I speak to Dad, it's via a phone call to Mum. He either picks up the phone and we have a quick chat while he's giving the phone to Mum, or Mum will have it on loudspeaker and Dad will be there and we'll just catch up. And so it was very strange to get a phone call from my father on Saturday morning.
Are you the same as me when Dad rings, you're like, what's wrong?
I was like, what haven't I paid?
What's the problem?
Who's had some
Who's
kind
hurt?
Of car issue? What have I done? But no, Dad was just calling for a catch up, which was very nice. And I had just finished a workout at the gym and I was getting some food for the weekend. And he was asking me, because Dad, I get my love of grocery stores from my father. Like his happy place is Woolworths and Coles.
Yeah, your dad's even sent me a selfie before from...
Sorry about that, by
from
the way.
From Woolies.
Yeah.
With Cheezels.
Cheezels. He loves Cheezels.
And I love Cheezels.
Yes.
And I think JP and I, we're very, very on that train.
And he's instilled a love of grocery stores. Like, I know you do the weekly shop maybe like once a week. I like to go every day if I can and just wander the aisles, as I was doing on Saturday morning. But my dad shamed me for one of the items in my basket, which was...
You didn't buy burger rings and not cheese whips, did you?
No. He said, when I told him that I had purchased a Cadbury Easter bunny, he said, why are you buying yourself an Easter bunny? And you better not be eating that before Easter. And I had to say that this was not the first time this year that I'd bought myself an Easter bunny and eaten the Easter bunny.
So you buy yourself, Easter bunny, Easter egg, same thing.
Yeah.
You buy yourself an Easter bunny and just down it.
Yeah.
That is weird. I find that
weird.
As a grown woman.
Why?
Just buy your own Easter bunny.
It's on sale. I thought it's a nice way to feel like I'm in the Easter spirit.
I've eaten chocolate.
Yeah.
I eat chocolate nearly every day.
Me too.
Just buy the bars and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, buying yourself a bunny. They're made for kids.
What? I am a kid at heart.
I find that strange. I don't think there's a lot of women out there. I don't think there's a lot of people out there who are buying themselves Easter eggs / Easter bunnies and eating them before the big day.
Well, this is what I want to know because I felt so... I mean, I still bought the bunny, but I want to know. 13,
didn't shame
10,
you
60,
that much.
Absolutely not. That's why it's thousands of Ks away. 13, 10, 60. Do you buy yourself Easter chocolate and eat it before Easter?
You're an adult.
And you're an adult. What's wrong with it? It's just chocolate at the end of the day. It's just in a bunny form.
Yeah, but why? I know I'm splitting hairs here, but why go the bunny over just your favourite block, which I know for you it's the caramel marble.
Isn't it?
Why not just get your favourite block?
Because it's Easter and you don't get Easter bunnies all
year round.
So you
just get a bit
round.
Of a thrill out of eating like the...
Yes. What's...
Yeah, I find that weird. I don't know why, I just do.
13, 10, 60. Do you buy Easter chocolate before Easter and eat it as an adult?
13, 10, 60. And what's better, burger rings or cheesels? Ella's here. Ella on 13, 10, 60. What do you think, mate? It is weird, isn't it, buying yourself like Easter
Absolutely
presents?
Absolutely not.
Oh,
absolutely not.
Ella, you do this?
I buy Easter eggs on my lunch break and then eat them in the car before I go back to work because I just find Easter eggs just taste different to block chocolate. I don't know what it is, but I reckon they just taste different.
That is the stupidest thing I've heard on this show.
I was about to say, that is
the smartest. A long time, Ella. There's no way it tastes different.
It's creamier, Ella. It's like it's better quality chocolate. I agree.
Maybe I've just abused my taste buds with too much coffee and Forex over the years or something, but I can't taste the difference. Belinda's here. Belinda, tell Bronte how crazy it is to eat Easter eggs or Easter bunnies as an adult.
No, sorry, I'm with Bronte.
Ah!
Yes, Belinda.
I'm a sucker for those little lint bunnies at the checkout. I'm like, yep, get me one of them.
Okay, you've said the little lint bunnies. Ella, who we just had on, said like the little Easter eggs. Is the issue that I'm buying the big, like, giant Easter bunnies and eating those?
No way. Oh, they good. Are... They're hollow.
Yeah. Just
like Bronte.
Our office is not immune to the office politics and the issues that I'm sure a lot of people that are now going back to work full time are experiencing again.
I feel like most of our issues in the past have centered around the kitchen, more specifically the fridge. So it's nice to have a war, a Bruin, in a different part of the radio station.
It's a fresh war, as we mentioned, only about a month old. We received an email from the higher ups.
Said a year old. Month old.
I'm stupid. So we got an email that said that the paper towels that were in both the male and female bathrooms were going to be removed because, quote, the amount of paper towels we go through is crazy and the hand dryer is the most economical and environmentally friendly alternative.
I mean, it's not wrong.
It's not wrong, but at its core, it is upsetting. I'm a paper towel lover. I mean, I'm like two.
We all are, mate.
I just prefer the two. I don't go crazy.
Oh, I'm a three.
Oh, well, you're the problem.
See, I'm the problem. I'm the waster, aren't I?
So,
mate, I was in there. I won't name names, but I was in there with one of our male co-workers.
Sure.
Before. 5
Are you
bits
joking?
Of paper towel.
So this is the issue. So like I said, a month ago, these were taken out of the bathrooms. But they apparently keep coming back into the male bathroom.
So I know you overheard this yesterday and you said it's about time we actually brought this to the show. So yeah, you're right. The dispenser things were ripped out a while ago.
Yeah, very upsetting.
And look, good dryers have been put in. But I think the best dryer is still nothing on a couple of sheets of paper towel.
Absolutely.
Paper towel wins every time.
Absolutely.
So there is someone, a Robin Hood, a white knight, if you may, in the radio station who in the male toilets keeps putting paper towel in there even though there's not a dispenser. So I don't know what the women's are like, but in front of the men's there's like a bit of a ledge where you can perfectly kind of sit it on there. And someone, some bloke, I presume, keeps putting a massive wad of paper towel in the bathroom.
Oh, my.
Only for, and it stays in there for a day or two, I think, until management clicks on it. Then it's collected up. Then it's gone. 48 hours later, it's mysteriously back again.
Are you joking?
So my mind is like ticking over now, big time. Like, who's the Robin Hood?
Okay.
Who's the person sticking it to the man, like sticking it to the boss and going, you will not remove my paper towel.
And what this shows is just like the gender dynamics at play as well, because us women are just like, oh, okay, that sucks, but we'll use the stupid
hand
dryer.
There's a man just like,
oh, my God.
You're not taking my paper towel. You take my life. You'll never take my freedom or my paper towel. Cliffo and Bronte podcast listeners, you guys always get a free clue every day for tomorrow's Alpha Bucks. And tomorrow's game will be Monday, the 28th of March.
Tuesday, the 28th.
What am I doing? I'm going back in time, mate.
You're crazy. Get it together.
Tuesday, the 28th of March. Please don't get angry at me.
And your clue for tomorrow, Tuesday, the 28th of March, just to clarify, is D for Daisy.
D for Daisy.
My favourite
flower. It's definitely the clue. That's what's happening tomorrow morning after. She gets so angry.
I don't get angry.
She yells. She throws crockery.
I don't.
It's a whole thing. D for Daisy. And Daisy, a free clue for tomorrow's Alpha Bucks on Hit.
Dearly beloved.
Leap of Faith with Cliffo and Bronte on Hit.
It's Hit. This is the week.
Can't believe it. So exciting.
It's Thursday, isn't it? Yeah, Thursday.
Yep. It's all happening Thursday and we'll tell you all about it Friday.
So us with Vanessa and Dave will be there at the airport. I'm going up with the guys. I'm going to marry them in the plane. They're going to have a full legal wedding ceremony that's going to be finished by the time it's jumping altitude.
Oh, gosh.
We get to that and then they jump out. We actually met the pilot who told us all about it on Friday. So
yes.
Get that on the listener app. But Saturday was Dave's Bucks night.
Mm.
Also the day after his 40th birthday.
We heard about this, producer Alicia and I, at the hen's party 2 weeks earlier. They were already gearing up for what was going to be a huge weekend with the 40th and the Bucks.
Makes sense because visitors and stuff for the 40th have the Bucks night the night after, but that is one hell of a backup. it was a great Bucks night. There was a bit of indoor golf happening,
fun.
A bit of footy action, some beers afterwards. It was a whole day planned. But I actually caught up with Dave before the Bucks party kicked off because I know you did a similar thing with Vanessa at the hens night and you gave her, I've got it here actually, you gave her some, I think, really beautiful pre-wedding advice.
Stop.
All right, have a listen.
Always be each other's biggest fans. Never keep secrets. Sometimes you have to hash it out. Remember, marriage is based on acceptance and compromise. Do not forget why you chose each other. I wish you both many more years of happiness, health, and love.
Oh, that was so sweet.
If you'd asked me 6 months ago, I would have been much more cynical, but I'm in a good place.
That's like the sweetest I've heard you before.
Mm, well, that will happen if you give me endless champagne. If you want me to be nice on this show, that's what you've got to do.
Leash, go and get a couple of bottles of yellow.
Just passion pop will do.
I just thought, you know, you've given the beautiful advice. So I did a little research for Dave and I gave him some pre-Bucks advice of my own.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
So you ready for this?
I am.
All right. Marriage is like a deck of cards. In the beginning, all you need is two hearts and a diamond. but by the end, you wish you had a club and a spade. Oh. Don't get a club and a spade. Amen. Wives don't want to hear what you think. They just want to hear what they think, but in a deeper voice.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You like that one?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, this is the other ones I've got to be honest, I Googled. This is just my one. Don't ever build flat pack furniture together. Right?
That is so true.
Remember, wedding rings are the smallest handcuffs ever made.
Yes.
You've chosen your cellmate for this prison sentence very wisely. Good luck, mate.
Mate, that is awesome.
Good luck.
Thank you. That's gold.
So there you have it, man. You're not the only one who can be sweet. Thank you.
Anything we need to unpack? Anything going on in your home life we need to... You and Michelle good?
You know what my favourite part, though, was? Like, I'm dropping this god-awful advice that I got off Google. And Dave's there going, oh, yep.
Yeah, yep.
Yep. Yep. Cool.
You gotta fight. Can you beat Bronte?
I need to ask you some questions.
Okay.
Be a champ, you have to beat a champ.
Yeah, that's...
And she was a champ. She got it up. So, I mean, you are a champ.
Thank you.
Got it to $400, which was huge. It was $400 Friday. It's back to a modest $50.
Still good. Still $50 you didn't have yesterday.
$400 Friday sounds better than $50 Friday or $50 Monday. Because it did go from Friday to Sarah. But Michelle is here, who is a teacher. And teachers, Michelle, you guys generally know a little bit about a lot, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. What grade do you teach?
I teach year 5 and year 6.
Year 5. Are you still learning about Australian explorers in grade 5?
No, not so much anymore.
I loved learning about Burke and Wills and stuff.
You went to school a long time ago.
They were still out exploring at that time.
Go into the soundproof booth, mate. Bronte's off. So she's not going to hear us for the next, 60 seconds or so, Michelle. I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock. It's 5 questions. Are you good to go?
Yep, ready to go.
Good luck, Michelle, the teacher. Your time starts now. How many zodiac signs are there?
12.
What is the name of the princess in The Princess and the Frog?
Pass.
What is a group of lions called?
Pride.
From what platform do students catch the Hogwarts Express?
9¾.
What is the first letter of the Greek alphabet?
Alpha.
What is the name of the princess in The Princess and the Frog?
I don't know.
Not one of your Disney classic favourites?
No.
Okay, I feel like Bronte might know that one. I feel like she's a Disney princess kind of girl, but we'll find out. I don't say anything. She's out of the soundproof booth. She's here.
Hey.
Hey. You want to get straight into it?
I would love that. Thank you so much.
30 seconds on the clock. Bronte Langbrook, your time starts now. How many zodiac signs are there?
13.
What is the name of the princess in The Princess and the Frog?
Tiana.
What is a group of lions called?
Pride.
From what platform do students catch the Hogwarts Express?
Platform 9¾.
What is the first letter of the Greek alphabet?
Alpha.
Bucks is back after 9. Okay. We got 5 answers from you. Were they right? We'll find out. Producer Alicia.
So there are 12 zodiac signs, which Michelle got correct. Bronte said 13. The princess in The Princess and the Frog is Tiana. Bronte got that one correct.
To Michelle, you'll probably get that one right.
I don't think I've seen it, but I know the songs.
The
ditties.
A group of lions is called a pride. Both of you got that one correct. At the Hogwarts Express comes to platform 9¾. Both of you got that one correct. Ooh. So we're both on 3 at this stage.
Oh, no.
So the last question was, what is the first letter of the Greek alphabet? The correct answer is alpha, and both of you got that one.
Oh, no! The bloody benefit of the doubt again. Michelle, you got the $50.
Woohoo!
Benefit of the doubt, 2 days in a row.
What is happening?
Do we need to, Michelle, okay, you can give us a subjective view on this, or maybe not, because you just won the $50. Do you, as a person who regularly plays along with Can You Beat Bronte, do you like the benefit of the doubt rule, or do we need to look at this?
No, I like the benefit of the doubt rule.
Of course, Michelle likes it. She's $50 richer.
Wrong audience. Right? I don't know how you feel.
You know how I feel.
Well, I do know how you feel. Benefit of the doubt rule. It's a hollow victory, I think, for our winners.
I would like to think anyway. So, but after we've just literally asked one of the winners and they said they don't mind, I think it's probably just a personal thing that I need to get over.
It's the rule as it stands for now, and I'll be honest, I'm probably too lazy to do anything about it, so it will stand.
If you've got to beat the champ, you've got to be the champ. That's right. Beat the champ, beat the champ.
Come on, mate, repeat the mantra.
I can't remember it anymore.
What a night to be in Brisbane on Friday night. I think sport was the winner. Mm. 80,000, just north of 80,000 people watching some form of sport live in the southeast.
That's so cool.
So it was about 51,000 at Lang Park, Suncorp Stadium, for the first Battle of Brisbane. Mm. The Dolphins taking on the Broncos. Awesome game too.
Big game.
Broncos took it out just. But over at the Gabba, it was the Brisbane Lions v. the Melbourne Demons. And that's where things went a little wrong. Because there was 30,000 there as well.
Huge.
So you got 80 plus thousand people in the Brizzy CBD. If anyone was down, lucky enough to be down there, it would have been an electric atmosphere. But it was 12 minutes from full time in the AFL, Lions v. the Demons, like I say, when randomly most of the power went out at the Gabba. And you could actually see this, Bronte, on the broadcast.
Yeah.
Like the camera angle was right on the players in part of the field where the lights went out. So 1 minute it was like normal footy game at night. Then the next minute it was dark.
Well, I'm not surprised with all. There's not usually two games happening. Like if there's a game at Suncorp, there's not often one at the Gabba, as
right?
Well. So the electricity,
the grid was under a bit of pressure.
Yeah, I'd blame it.
This is the commentators trying to chat their way through the power randomly getting cut out.
The power is out here at the Gabba. We have absolutely no idea what is going on, and the players from both sides are just coming together in the centre of the ground. There's still 12 minutes to go.
Holy, listen to that crowd.
Very awkward.
People.
Oh, could you imagine, though, if you were there in the... It'd be like when a dog arrives at school. All the kids just go... Rawr!
There is something about humans in a blackout that I think brings out our animalistic side. People just lose their minds.
This could have gone full Hunger Games.
It really could have. I'm surprised it didn't. How long was it out for?
Katniss and the crew could have rocked up.
Yeah. They're already in an arena. They're in the perfect place for it.
Gladiator fighting could have broken out. It lasted for 30 minutes and then the game did resume.
30 minutes.
A lot of the people on the Melbourne side, because the Lions, I believe they went ahead and took it out. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right. And yeah, a lot of the Demons now are like, oh, they had an unfair advantage because of the blackout or whatever.
What?
I don't know how that.
What? How do they think Brisbane people live? Like lizard people, they can see in the dark. Righto.
Look, it got me thinking, though. 13 10 60. Has anyone had this? When did you lose power? When did you lose electricity at the exact wrong moment?
Oh, okay.
So I was talking to producer Alicia about this, who lost power middle of a very intense hair wash.
Yes. That's
before, right?
Dangerous. Especially shampoo.
Yeah.
And you can't see anything.
Stingy Eye Central, right?
Yes.
And I said to her, well, my one was I was halfway through seeing Scary Movie 3. You know those scary movie, piss take movies, or whatever. And they're actually pretty shocking, to be honest. Not my genre.
Mm-hmm.
I was a teenager. I was dragged along by some mates. I think the power going out might have been the highlight of the film.
Oh, really? It wasn't that you were actually a little scared and then you had to leave the scene?
They weren't scary, though. They're just stupid. But that was really strange because the power went out, Bronte, and then this, I didn't even know cinemas had this weird like emergency backup light came on, which makes sense because, you know, cinemas are very dark.
Yeah, true.
It'd be dangerous if there wasn't some sort of light. But who's had it, mate? Happened at the Gabba.
Yes.
Happened to Leash washing her hair. Happened to me during Scary Movie 3. When did you lose power?
Mm.
Boom, the power cuts out at the exact wrong moment.
Imagine like a wedding or something. Oh. Surely the power's gone out. The grid, like we said, the grid can be a little overloaded.
Do you imagine that? You may kiss the...
Yeah, exactly.
Power goes out. Hey, Jody, how are you, mate?
Hi, good, thanks, Cliffo. Hi, Bronte.
Hi, Jody.
When did it happen to you, mate? When did you lose power at just the exact worst possible moment?
So I'm in the hairdressing industry, and many years ago I worked in the shopping centres. So we relied on indoor lighting from the shopping centre, and the shopping centre lights all went out. So the whole centre lost power, and we had a, like, this was probably one of our busiest days, like, you know, middle of the week, Wednesday, Thursday, and we still had like half a dozen people in the salon. So we had to like cold rinse anybody that needed rinsing. And we had to cut people's hair in our little back room with the park, with the light coming in from the door that came into the car park.
Oh, my goodness.
So we were, like, doing hair with the light of the car park door and then rinsing with freezing cold water.
Oh, no.
Just imagine the rinsing. Come out the back to the tap, guys.
Yeah.
Come out of the back to the tap.
The hose.
And then squeezing eight people into a little room to finish the haircuts. Good on you, Jody. 13 10 60, Wendy. When did the power go out at just the worst possible moment?
We lived in Western Australia in a town called Kirrup. And it's a timber mill place. There's about 10 houses. And my sister and I were into seances. So we did a seance during the day, and so the house is dark, curtains are all pulled, but the lights were on in the lounge room. And my brother-in-law came home for lunch, which we weren't expecting, and because it went dark, scared the crap out of us.
You're not a seance person either.
It just even talking about it has given me the heebie-jeebies.
The power going out. Oh. True, a seance.
I would have left WA just like Wendy did.
Yeah. 13, 10, 60. We'll go to Brian next. Brian, when did the power go out at the worst possible time?
I'm an electrician and the local hospital had lost power, and they had a person on the operating table, and the backup generator didn't come on automatically, so we're in a bit of a hurry to get back on.
Sounds like a Grey's Anatomy episode.
Yeah, that's, and you're actually the lecky, did you say, at the hospital there, Brian?
We're working for a private company, but we got called in to hurry up and get the power back on.
Oh, my God.
I thought you were the guy who was like the permanent lecky. I was going to be like, why are you dobbing yourself in for this?
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.